Georgia Supreme Court, Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 16, slide. Here is the extracted text from the image. Samuel A. Boorstin makes the following affidavit, deposing and saying as follows, that on Friday evening, on the 22nd day of August, 1915, at about 5 or 5:30 p.m., he was present at the courtroom of Fulton Superior Court, Judge H. Stonen presiding, during the trial of the state versus Leo M. Frank, and after adjournment, and when the jury had been taken from the courtroom, and shortly thereafter, the Solicitor General, Hugh M. Dorsey, had passed out of the courtroom, there was a large crowd waiting outside, through which the jury passed, comprising, perhaps, no less than 2,000 or 3,000 people, that this crowd did tumultuously and noisily applaud and cheer the Solicitor General, and did congregate around the courtroom on the outside, standing in great numbers, both on the street and on the sidewalks. That deponent, upon adjournment of court, was walking up Pryor Street from said courtroom in a northerly direction, and when he reached Pryor and Alabama Streets, he saw two persons peering out of the third-floor corner window in the Kimball House, looking in a southward direction at the large crowd congregated between the Kaiser Building and the courthouse. That, as deponent continued walking northward and reached the restaurant in the Union Car Sheds, corner Pryor and Wall Streets, he still observed one of the figures in the jury room peering southward with both hands upon the windowsill, whom he recognized as being Juror Smith, one of the jurors in the case of the state versus Leo M. Frank, and then on trial. The other person, who had his head through the window peering southward, had by this time stuck his head back into the room, and deponent could not tell who he was. W. B. Gate makes the following affidavit, deposing and saying as follows, that on September 1st, 1915, in the afternoon, I was standing at the corner of Alabama Street and S. Pryor Street, and had intended to go down S. Pryor Street to the courthouse, where the Frank trial was being conducted, but was unable to get any closer to the courthouse on account of the crowd that had gathered in the street. I was about one block of the courthouse. While I was standing at this place, I heard a great deal of cheering and shouting, the street being full of men, most of whom were making noise and cheering. I saw someone come out of the courthouse who, I understood, was Hugh Dorsey, the solicitor, and he was picked up by some of the crowd and carried across the street on the shoulders of the men who,